Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Well, you know, a little stressed out.
Why?
Because everything's right around the corner. It's like all the deadlines are right now. Christmas is coming up. Got to start buying gifts. You know,
yeah.
Just the usual stuff.
This is the hurry up and wait month.
Yes.
Which we learn in radio when you go to meet an artist. They're like, be here outside at 3 o'clock. Absolutely 3 o'clock. If you're here at 3:01, you don't get to meet the artist. So then everybody hurries up to get there at 3 o'clock. And then you go inside and wait somewhere for 15 hours. Then finally meet the artist.
But you get to meet the artist.
Hurry up and wait. Yeah.
You hurried up and it was worth it.
Yep.
There you go.
Hurry up and wait. Gosh, how... I want to like peel back the curtain to what it's like to be you a little bit.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Can you describe the first like 2 minutes when you wake up, what you do, what it's like, what you feel like?
The first 2 minutes, I wake up, I turn off my alarm that's been going off for the past 30 minutes.
Oh, damn. You're one of those guys.
Yep, I sure am. So finally turn off all four of those. Text my girlfriend, good morning.
Oh, sorry.
So then, lonely. You know, contemplate if I should even get out of bed.
Hey.
Or if I should just go back to sleep. And then I start doing my morning routine, which is like all the getting ready and all that. So
I once had a job where it was the last one at Apple Music. And I woke up really, really hungover. Like the worst. Like a Tank 7 hangover.
Ooh, no.
And I had to be at work. And I go, oh, man, do I need this job? And I got up and I was like, yes, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I need this job. I got to do this. But this morning when I woke up, I want you just to pop into my head for just a tiny little bit.
Okay.
This morning, my alarm goes off, which is just the regular bam, bam, bam. That means really get up alarm. And then one thing pops in my head while I wake up in my cat's arms.
Oh, okay.
And it was this. My meow meow brings all the cats to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. You can teach me, but I'd have to charge my meow meow.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Justin, what is Giving Tuesday?
I don't know.
Because it's today.
It's one of our unofficial holidays for this day in history. I don't know what Giving Tuesday is.
Dude, you were supposed to.
Hold on.
You know, I usually know. Let me look it up on Wikipedia. That's where you get
the most accurate information.
Yes, Wikipedia. Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday, Wikipedia.
Giving Tuesday.
I just have a pop-up that keeps saying, donate to Wikipedia.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and Friends.
So remember what I told you yesterday about the miner strike going on 100 years ago in the United States? I am so glad that I am doing this project because it shows me stuff that I can't find in history books. And what I get from 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, is where the pride that people have in Kansas City comes from and what people will do for this city when it needs them.
Okay, I'd love to hear this because yesterday they wouldn't even turn off.
Right, yesterday they wouldn't even turn off the lights. You're right. But this time, oh, they stepped up. Yeah. Let's start, as we always do, with the music.
On this day in 2015, Scott Weiland dies at the age of 48 when he suffers cardiac arrest on his tour bus in Bloomington, Minnesota, where his band, The Wildabouts, are scheduled to perform. Mm. Sad. But on this day in 2014, a fake MSNBC report claims that Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose has been found dead in his West Hollywood home.
Yeah. So I guess he updated Facebook with pictures of himself and said, I'm not dead. This is a hoax. But if I am dead, do I still have to pay taxes?
Yeah.
Which is my first question, too.
On this day in 1994, Adam Sandler performs the Hanukkah song on the Weekend Update segment of Saturday Night Live.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah, So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore.
Right, that's enough of Adam Sandler singing for one day.
Oh, it's just a bunch of names.
Yep, and he just goes through, and we learn Harrison Ford, Paul Newman, as he mentioned, David Lee Roth.
This was before the internet. You couldn't just search, who is Jewish? I'll give Adam Sandler some credit for doing that. Or whoever his assistant was that did that for him.
Whoever wrote the song for him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1979, before the Who concert at Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati, 11 people are trampled to death and dozens are injured in a rush to enter the arena.
So there is a really famous show from the 70s, late 70s, called WKRP in Cincinnati. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, it's a radio station show.
Okay.
It's like one of the only ones that's ever been in existence, and they did a huge episode on this. It was a big deal. It was a very big deal because it took place in Cincinnati. But yeah, because this was before they had reserved seating, so they made people wait in line, and when the doors opened, people just got trampled.
That's insane to me. I mean, we still do that now. I almost felt like that when I went to the Billie Eilish concert.
The Billie Eilish concert was its own thing. I'm telling you, that must have been like what Woodstock felt like. Except for the hippies weren't like pushing each other and slamming stuff.
On this day in 1978, The Cure drummer Lowell Tolhurst accidentally pees on Billy Idol backstage after a show in Bristol, England, where The Cure are opening for Idol's band Generation X.
Billy Idol was in the men's room dancing with a woman. Remember that from yesterday?
Dancing
with a woman. When the drunk drummer comes in and pees, misses the urinal and gets his leg, The Cure got kicked off the tour the next day. But really, Billy Idol's with a woman in the bathroom? I think that he's the one in the wrong. Let's move on to regular history right now.
In regular history, on this day in 1999, Tori Merton became the first woman to row across the Atlantic Ocean alone. It took her 81 days, and she got caught in the middle of a hurricane.
6:30 a.m. I'm definitely in something big and bad and ugly. Have my dry suit on, have my radio attached to me, life vest on, and I'm really hoping I live through this. And if I don't, I really love you guys.
Oh!
She made it.
She made it. Jeez. She did. She was the first woman to do it, but that's insane to me.
Right, you see those boat movies where, like, a giant wave knocks the boat over. She's in a rowboat.
You should see the size of this boat.
Oh, man.
If you don't know it, Tori Merton, look up the size of that boat and imagine being in a hurricane during it. On this day in 1994, the Sony PlayStation was released.
Had it. Did you have it? Oh, God, you weren't even born. Well, in 1996, one of the greatest games of all time was released. I find it very interesting that most rappers do not, because I've asked them about it.
Oh.
Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah,
the
that best game's game. Great.
Kick, punch, it's all in the mind.
So you're a PlayStation person? Okay.
I just love Parappa the Rapper. It was this old game where this little dog was trying to win the heart of a girl who was a sunflower. Her name was Sunny Funny. He rapped for her, and using the controllers, you could create a beat and follow what the person was doing.
Wasn't Sensei like a head of lettuce
or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, so good.
Oh, what'd I do to play that game again?
On this day in 1993, Britain's Princess Diana announced she would be limiting her public appearances because she was tired of the media's intrusions into her life.
I was not aware of how overwhelming that attention would become, nor the extent to which it would affect both my public duties and my personal life in a manner that's been hard to bear. I hope you can find it in your hearts to understand and to give me the time and space that has been lacking in recent years.
She was the most famous person in the world. She was the Billie Eilish of back then.
I know, and for her, I'm not trying to be mean, but for her to say, I did not realize the attention that would come.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you're a princess.
Are you serious? I've always been sympathetic to the celebrity ever since moving to LA and seeing them just get chased. Well, I mean, you know how the Princess Diana story ends. She's being chased by the paparazzi.
Right. Back to this day in history.
Yeah, yeah.
On this day in 1992, a personal computer sends the world's first text message to a phone. Jordan, do you know what the very first text message ever sent said?
Epstein didn't kill himself?
Stop it.
Damn. What did it say?
Merry Christmas.
It's true.
On this day in 1964, the animated TV special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer debuts on CBS, This is Burl Ives, the voice of Sam the Snowman. Just his voice makes me so happy.
Silver and gold, everyone wishes for silver and gold.
I can't wait to ruin that Christmas song for you.
Why would you do that one?
Because that's what we do on Mondays at 7:25.
I was leave Rudolph alone.
Mm-mm.
On this day in 1931, Alka-Seltzer was sold for the first time.
It is the most thrilling thing in life to take a glass of water, open up a package of Alka-Seltzer, and put those in the glass of water and watch it dissolve. It is curing hangovers since 1931, since this day in 1931.
On this day in 1898, going way back, an athletic club defeated an all-star collection of early football players 16-0 in what is considered to be the very first all-star game for professional American football. You know, high-scoring game there, 16-0. Love games like those. On this day in local history, 2014, Darren Wilson, the police officer who shot dead unarmed black teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, resigns. This is them reading his resignation letter.
I, Darren Wilson, hereby resign my commission as a police officer with the city of Ferguson, effective immediately. I have been told that my continued employment may put the residents and police officers of the city of Ferguson at risk, which is a circumstance that I cannot allow. For obvious reasons, I wanted to wait until the grand jury made their decision before I officially made my decision to resign.
On this day in 1982, a soil sample is taken from Times Beach, Missouri, that will be found to contain 300 times the safe level of dioxin.
All right, I did a little research on this because this seemed pretty crazy. A pharmaceutical company needed dioxin for something that they were making, and it leaves like a thick oily residue on the outside of where it's housed. So instead of disposing of it the right way, they went with the cheap way.
Of course.
Which is with a little local dude who didn't really know what he was doing. And this is toxic, obviously. Well, this dude who's now disposing of it sprays it to control dust problems on his horse stables and like horse arenas.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah, until it
starts killing 62 horses, lots of birds. His children got really sick. The town was completely evacuated and it's now just a park. Let's talk about 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, December 3rd, 1919. The miner strike is still going on. I mean, it is pretty bad. Casey goes into emergency mode. Yesterday, the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago said, "Bitch, shut your stuff off. You are using our emergency coal, and coal equals electricity. Therefore, you got to shut this off because we're shutting everything down." Well, since that was in the newspaper, people actually listened to it.
Oh, nice.
So a 26% saving on domestic power lines resulted last night from the appeal from the newspaper, which is a great reduction from Monday night, which was only 8%. So Kansas City's starting to listen. They're like, oh, no, we don't know what's going to happen with this coal thing, so let's really shut off the lights. The only places allowed to use power in Kansas City are now hospitals, homes, apartments, bakeries, restaurants, office buildings, and hotels. This is the part that's amazing. So miners are striking. 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. 320 volunteer workers will be turning out tonight at the end of the night in Kansas City to mine.
See, that's how you get stuff done.
320 people from the Kansas City area go, all right, I guess I'm putting this hard hat on and I'm going to go mine the coal myself. There's 7 more days of this mine problem. I did read ahead finally. Because I needed to know how bad it gets. And it gets bad. Seven more days.
Ooh.
Let's do some unofficial
holidays. It is Giving Tuesday. I'm still not sure what that is.
It's donating.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah. That was my Wikipedia joke that I don't know if anybody got. Ooh. Like when I went to Wikipedia, it's like, give us money. And I was like, damn it, I can't figure out what Giving Tuesday is because keeps telling us to give him money.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I don't know what year I broke my fun bone, but I do not care about Disney Plus or anything Disney.
Why?
I just don't.
That's your dad.
Actually, I think it stems from something with my parents.
I was just going to say, I think that's a childhood thing.
Yeah,
but I'm not
trauma.
Trying to pull that card.
So I'm sorry. I didn't even see Frozen 1. Why would I go see Frozen 2 with
because
you?
Because it was so
1?
Good.
What, do you need to know things from Frozen 1 to see Frozen 2?
Not really. No, I mean, it helps. It definitely helped. But no, you didn't. I mean, just go and see it. You'll like it. Maybe. There's a lot. I mean, there's singing.
I don't like singing. I don't like musicals.
There's a love story.
I don't like fun. I love fun. I don't know what's going on. So, I mean, who'd you go with then?
Well, so here's the thing. My family was busy, and my girlfriend was busy, and my other male 22-year-old frat boyfriends did not want to go see Frozen 2. So I went alone.
You went alone to Frozen 2 as an adult?
Yes.
Did you feel creepy?
I didn't feel creepy at first. Mm-hmm. And then a family came and they sat down next to me and I was sitting there. And then they kind of waited for a minute and sat there for about 5 minutes. And then the dad looked over and realized that no one was coming back to sit by the seats next to me. And they proceeded to get up, the whole family, and move to a different row. And the different row didn't have enough seats for all of them, so they weren't able to sit next to each other.
Did you call them out?
No.
Hey, I'm not here to do something weird.
Hey, I'm not creepy. Hey, come sit by me and sing along with me.
Come sit by me, little children. Did you sing out loud?
No, but they did. Okay, listen, here's the thing. I don't mind children singing, but when I'm paying for a movie, and this is another weird thing about being an adult going to see a children's movie, I got very frustrated with the children around me talking during the movie and singing during the movie.
They're children.
I don't care.
They can concentrate for 3 seconds total. 3 seconds total. 1, 2, 3. They're off to something else.
I just look over and they're talking and the kids in front of me are talking to their mom about all the scenes. They talked through the whole scene because they were so excited about Olaf doing this and Olaf doing that. Shut up, okay?
They're little kids. You're in their territory. That's like you being a grumpy old man in the ball pit of McDonald's or something like that. You can't be like that. This is theirs.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Pearl Jam made two big announcements yesterday. One we don't care about, which is a European tour. And the other one is the fact that they're releasing a holiday single per day on streaming services. They're calling it the 12 Days of Pearl Jam. And the first one they released yesterday was a cover of Stevie Wonder's Someday at Christmas. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday the world. Bass might be a little too much.
I can get behind that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you hear the bass on that song? It's like... No word on what's next for Pearl Jam, but they're going to be releasing a song a day, a holiday song per day on streaming services. So take a listen to that. Arthur Bryant's KCK Barbecue closes.
What?
After more than 15 years, Arthur Bryant's has closed its Legends location. The owner says that it's been underperforming for 3 years. That's why they yanked it. But in other barbecue news, which is, of course, the utmost importance here in Kansas City, Blind Box Barbecue just opened up inside Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, you heard me right. I made a meme about it yesterday. I called it the most Kansas City thing that has ever happened.
There is a barbecue...
barbecue place called Blind Box Barbecue that opened inside of Nebraska Furniture Mart. The most Kansas City thing that has ever happened, right?
We did it. We did it. We've officially hit peak Kansas City.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Nothing like furniture shopping to make me hankering for some barbecue. All right, and it's sad news. Lil Bub died.
Who's that?
What?
Lil Bub?
Yeah, you're on this show. Lil Bub. L-I-L-B-U-B. Lil Bub died.
Lil Bub.
Seriously, oh. Dustin?
Oh, it's the cat with the tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Bub's owner announced it yesterday with a tearful caption. Lil Bub was only 8. Only 8 years old. Lost Lil Bub, who was a girl, actually, in her sleep on Sunday. But you know what? We also lost Grumpy Cat in May. Damn you, 2019! You're taking all the best ones!
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
Well, slow day in sports, Jordan, but I got two stories for you.
Please.
Moose, you weren't around when we had Moose, were you?
No, I would remember that.
Mike Moustakas played for the Royals. He is on the move again. He left us to go play somewhere else, and then now he's on the move once again. Should have stayed in Kansas City, but he's on his way to Cincinnati. All the best to him. This entire city loves Moose.
Moose.
Yeah, he'll be missed no matter what team.
Is Moose on Johnny Dare's show? Because I swear there's a guy.
There
on that
is
show.
A Moose.
There's a Moose on
98.9.
Okay,
yes,
all right,
there
just
is
checking.
A Moose.
Just checking.
But
Moose running around the studio all the time.
The more important story is the biggest dumbass in sports today. Josh Shaw is an Arizona Cardinals player, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did a 3-game parlay, which is a bet on 3 games, one of which was the Arizona Cardinals. One of which was his own team to lose.
That's some 1919 White Sox.
and he
right
got
there.
Caught, and miraculously, you know, he got in trouble. And they're like, how did you get found out? He made the bet at Caesars in Vegas using his own real name. So there you go, Jordan. Your dumbass of the sports world today. Josh Shaw betting against his own team. At Caesar's Palace.
Didn't they get rid of Pete Rose for that? He can't even be in the
He's banned from the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
This guy's about to get kicked off his team. Yes.
Really? Damn. What are you going to do next if you can't play baseball?
Keep betting on...
Oh, shoot. That's just a spiral into not a good place.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
BuzzFam, we have a whole lot of B-rated movies and things for you to hear about. All of that coming up. About 20 minutes.
They were bad.
They are the worst.
They were
but
bad.
But that's why they're so good. The acting is horrible.
Jordan, I am convinced, and I have zero acting experience, I am convinced I could act better than 80% of the cast of these movies.
Well, then we need to shoot a B-movie. Maybe we can sell it to Disney Plus.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, but that's all coming up in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, I talked about this yesterday around this time. I got a really weird email to my work email address. And it was from someone named Edward Blank. When I searched his name, I found out that he died in 2014. So I found it very interesting that he was emailing me in 2019.
You never know.
What do you mean?
You never know.
What do you mean by that?
What if someone is still using his email? Like, what if he...
Right, this is all bad. Not good.
Okay.
All bad.
Okay.
So the email said, hello, our client requires a service of a model for casting a new online fashion website. Kindly get back to me for details. Regards, Jace. Which is very interesting because that's not the same name as the person that the email address is linked to.
And I believe that that's the middle name. But it doesn't make sense that it be the middle name when the original person is still dead. Yeah, so that puts a damper on things.
Right, so obviously this is my big break in modeling.
It is. I think you should pursue it.
0% that this is a scam. 100% that this is like, I'm going to walk the Victoria Secret fashion show.
I'm all for it. I think that this is real. I don't think it's a scam. I know that you're a little hesitant on it, but I think you should go for it.
They also canceled the Victoria Secret fashion show.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. Really, oh. Really a shame. But you're right. I should do this. Because why not? You got to put yourself out there. That's what life is about. Don't hide in your comfort zone. Don't. Go out there. Do it. Why are you here? If you're not doing what you want to do and just be you and shoot, I didn't think I was a model. Look at me.
Look at me now.
The only thing that I could play in L.A. was a lesbian cop in movies. That's what I would get cast for. Obviously, I need to shut up. That's what I need to be a model. Shut up, Dustin. Pull over.
Did you pull over? So did you
license the registration, please?
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Since we are in the holiday weeks, schedules are a little funky. You know, we don't have Stacey here right now because she's doing some stuff for her other job. So I've decided to hold off on Never Have I Ever until next year, which is only a couple weeks away, and instead do some other stuff in the spot, like talk about B movies.
Oh man. Oh, man. You talked about, you saw, what was it called? Thanksgiving.
Over the holiday. I posted about it and people were like quoting the movie. It's awful. B movies are the worst acting. It's like Sharknado is a B movie.
Thanksgiving's number 14 on this list of the 100 greatest B movies. So, I mean, it's up there.
It's bad.
It's got a cult following. I mean, you talked about
Birdemic.
Birdemic is number 3.
Yes. The way it is shot, the way it's edited, it's awful. It's like it was made in a high school media room. For the most part, these B-movies have like $3,000 budgets. That's it. Three. When regular movies cost tens of millions.
Yep.
Thanksgiving. Not a movie to watch while you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, by the way. Because it's a murder movie about a killer turkey that comes back to life. But I can't tell you anymore because I have five clips right here. I'm going to ask you what happens next in this movie, A or B, and you're going to tell me and we'll see if you're right or not because this movie is awful.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
First, let's talk about what you found when you were searching B movies.
Yeah, we asked the Buzz family yesterday for suggestions on what I should watch. Mm-hmm. So number two on the list of the 100 greatest B movies is The Room.
Okay.
So I decided to watch that.
What's it about?
It's a love story.
Oh, God.
And it's one of the worst love stories I've ever.
There you go. That's a B movie.
Yeah.
For you.
First off, he goes and buys flowers, and I can't tell if he's saying a dozen or a thousand the first time I watched it. I had to rewind.
Oh yeah.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Can I have a dozen red roses, please?
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you. Here you go.
That's me. How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
None of that sped up.
That's a
I didn't
B-movie.
Speed that
no,
up at all.
That's how fast the camera cut. I'm telling you, the editing in B-movies is horrible. Also, I love the fact that when the woman is talking, it buzzes. There's like this hum in the background. That's a B-movie. They don't have a boom operator.
And then I also watched number five on the list. Troll 2.
What's the premise of Troll 2?
Troll 2 is they're going out to this cabin in the woods, and the grandpa warns the young boy about trolls in the and if they eat this certain thing, it's going to turn them into trolls. And the son is trying to keep his family from becoming trolls.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Buzz fam, we are talking about B movies. They are the funniest thing. Worst acting.
The sister in this movie just.
If my father discovers you here, he'd cut off your little and eat them. He can't stand you.
And you?
I like you.
Her acting gets worse. Just wait.
Oh, yes, okay, it does.
I'll tell my father that you're coming with us tomorrow.
Where are we going?
Neelbog, a wonderful half-empty town. Oh, Elliot, it will be wonderful. You and me in the woods. This time, we'll be able to be together for sure.
Okay.
It causes me physical pain.
Physical pain? Because it sounds like the acting in a porno.
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
Dustin, you figured out why they call them B movies?
Yes.
Could you tell us that?
Curious.
Yeah. I am too. I don't know.
And it was originally for like the B side of music on tapes.
B movies are some of the greatest things. You've got Sharknado. You've got Birdemic, Sand Sharks. These are all things that you can stream on Netflix too, just to get a good laugh. I mean, the acting is horrible. It's like it was made by students. And for the most part, some of them are. Birdemic was like a student project. But over the holiday, apparently everybody in the Buzz family was watching this Thanksgiving movie, B movie.
Okay. And it's about a turkey?
A turkey that comes back to life. I've got five places where something happens. And I would like for you, Dustin, to tell me what you think happens next in the movie Thanksgiving.
Son of a bitch.
First, I have to tell you that the box or the little like picture of the movie says, gobble, gobble, mother effer. And then something that we didn't read because that was so eye-catching was what it said in the top left, which said boobs in the first second.
Boobs in the first second.
Yes, and guess how the movie starts?
With boobs?
Right, starts with boobs. Right.
Nice.
Just for no reason.
Nice.
For no reason. So a topless pilgrim, this is your first question. A topless pilgrim from 1621 is running and trips and falls on a rock. She's encountering the turkey now. The turkey says, the killer turkey, A, I'm going to thanks kill you, or B, I've cleaned this up a little bit, nice memories, lady.
Just because of the movie being called Thanksgiving, I'm going to have to go with A.
All right. Let's see if the turkey says, I'm going to Thanksgiving you. There we go.
Nice, bitch.
Yes. Wrong. The turkey.
I'm okay with getting that one wrong.
Says, nice mammaries woman. All right, the second part of Thanksgiving that I'm quizzing you on what happens next, this awful B-movie that everybody watched during the holiday break. So the Jeep that the kids are in that's supposed to head to the Thanksgiving breaks down near the woods at night, of course, because that's what happens in movies like that. The group decides to camp, but the geeky one realizes that they're in Crawburg. So he tells the story of the killer turkey who comes to life every 505 years. Now, Has it been 505 years since the turkey has come to life? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
There are tons of books written about it. Turkeyologists all over the world.
Oh, brother.
Know it as Thanksgiving.
Let me guess. It's been 505 years later, right?
No. It will be in 45 minutes.
Okay, that was a trick question.
Oh.
That was a trick question to you.
Did he call them turkeyologists?
He sure did.
There are turkeyologists.
Yes, turkeyologists all over. Billy falls asleep in the woods in Thanksgiving about 12 minutes in and wakes up to a mountain man who tells him that the turkey has been running around their campsite all night. What evidence does Billy find of the turkey running around their campsite? Is it A, there are turkey droppings on his chest, or B, the turkey killed all of his friends?
It's a B movie. The turkey killed his friends.
Well, let's see.
Who the hell are you?
You just call me your guardian angel, kid. That damn turkey come along last night was ready to peck your heart out.
You're crazy.
Am I? Then what's them turkey droppings doing on your chest, son?
Oh, gross. Oh, God.
The ones I'm getting wrong, I'm so glad I'm getting wrong.
I know.
They're so much better than I thought.
The plot points of this movie, anytime in any B movie, you think it could go somewhere logical. It does not. Question number four that I'm giving you of what happens next in the movie Thanksgiving. The geek gets an idea of where they can find out how to kill the turkey. Can they find it out either at A, a famous farmer named Old McDonald's house, or B, the library? Where can they find out?
It's a B movie. And so far, they've done the most dumb one. So I'm going to go with the dumb one, which is Old McDonald.
Okay, Old McDonald.
There's only one way to kill him. Remember all of those books that I was telling you that were written about this turkey?
Yeah, so?
Well, f*** Billy, we go to the library.
If I had a dollar for every time I've said, well, F Billy, we go to the library.
Okay. We haven't used logic at all. We've used...
Right, I know.
At all up
I'm
to this point.
You,
but now,
gamble.
All of a sudden...
Do not gamble on these movies and what happens next in these
Christ,
movies.
Billy, we just got to go to the library.
No, it's Billy. Billy, we got to go to the library. So the last question that I'm going to ask you about the plot of Thanksgiving. The team shows up and tries to warn their friend that the turkey is after her, but they are too late. What do they find at her death scene? A, an extra small condom that's gravy flavored... Or B, feathers all over the place. When the team tries to warn their friend that the turkey is after her, but are too late, what do they find at her death scene? A, extra small condom that's gravy flavored, or B, feathers all over
the place. We've had illogical. I'm going to go with logical. We got to go with feathers.
All right, here we go.
Is she?
Yes, guys.
She's dead.
Feathers.
I found this in there, too. An extra small gravy flavored condom.
That's when I stopped watching. I don't know what happens. When the turkey uses an extra small gravy-flavored condom, I was out of this movie. I was out.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, if you're getting a Christmas tree this year and you think that A, the selection kind of sucks, and B, that the trees are overpriced, it's because they are. The reason being is that four states, including Missouri, here have cited hot weather and the 2008 recession as factors as to why trees were being produced fewer this year. Yes, takes 7 to 10 years to grow a Christmas tree.
Thank
back.
You. That was my question.
Exactly.
I was like, how is the 2008 recession have anything to do with Christmas trees right now?
Really? That wasn't logical to you? How long do you think it takes to make a Christmas tree?
Like 5 years.
Okay.
If that.
All right. Sounds good. Apple unveiled the top 10 free apps, the most popular ones, which are, starting at number 10, Amazon, Google Maps, Facebook, Netflix, Gmail, Messenger, TikTok, Snapchat, and the most popular free app. What's the one that's missing?
Instagram.
That's right.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't use two out of the top three, but I got Instagram.
Yes, I do too. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's Jordan with an I.
There it is.
And poor Jimmy Carter, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who's 95 years old, who is still alive, by the way.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
Thank you for that one.
We need to play a dead or alive game because... But Jimmy Carter, 95 years old, has been in the hospital over the weekend, but thankfully he's feeling better. But literally the news headline says, Jimmy Carter hospitalized for urinary tract infection. Dude, give the guy some privacy. That's what I'm saying.
Why
give
would
him
you,
some privacy. I don't need a reason, man. I don't need a reason.
He's
I don't
how
need
old
it
again?
To be 95. I don't need there to be a headline of a news story as to why I'm going to the hospital if it's because of a UTI. You know, like, imagine every time you get a UTI, it's front page news. It's like Jordan Silver photographed at Whole Foods Market just picking up cranberry juice. I'm mixing it with vodka. I promise.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, Jordan.
That's what cranberry juice is for.
Cranberry juice is for that?
Mixing with vodka, that's it.
That's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Sipping some right now.
Sipping some right now. All right, Alabama. College football.
Okay.
You and I talked a while ago. They lost this weekend. So it's been over 1,400 days since they've been out of the top five.
Yeah.
Yep, AP poll got released, and they're not even in the top six now. But tonight, 6 o'clock, college football playoffs will announce. The committee will announce the four teams that they believe will be playing in the playoffs for this week anyway. It'll change next week and then on and so forth. But tonight, 6 o'clock, if that's something you're interested in. Secondly, Tom Brady sucks.
I know.
Tom Brady sucks so bad.
Oh, I'm
going to
eat his face off this weekend.
That the Chicago Bears quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, have you ever heard of him?
No.
No one
has,
because he sucks.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
But he has a higher completion percentage than Tom Brady right now. Tom Brady sucks. Lastly...
Wait, that was your news story?
I just like saying that Tom Brady sucks.
Okay. I mean,
any excuse to say that Tom Brady sucks, yeah, especially this week. But last but not least, Jordan, the most important thing that anyone will hear today, Minshew Mania is back in Jacksonville.
Hey, Uncle Rico.
Yo.
Oh, no.
Taught me well. Hey, Gardner Minshew. Thanks for giving all the believers a chance to believe and a reason. I love you, man.
Love you.
I love him. Gardner Minshew is back. He has been named the starting quarterback this week for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it looks like he will be playing every game. He will be starting for the Jacksonville Jaguars the rest of the season. Break out your mustaches
That's
and
amazing.
Break out your beer, ladies and gentlemen.
You sound a little too excited. Are you more excited about this than Mahomes?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Just checking, because like I've got a meter over here, and it's pretty excited right now, man.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I'm in a weird predicament at the moment.
What is your weird predicament?
It's something that I believe the Buzz family has probably had happen to them a billion times before in the past. I had these two friends that were dating. So cool. Both of them awesome. Great people. But then they break up. And I've only ever known them as a couple. So I wasn't introduced particularly to one more than the other.
Ooh.
But it's one of those situations where the other person is going to be mad if I hang out with the other person. And which is very childish and dumb. I completely agree. Friends shouldn't have to pick. Feel weird about this, but...
But that's life.
Yeah. So, like, what are the rules for this?
Well, especially, it makes your case is interesting because they were in a relationship when you met them.
Mm-hmm.
See, because most people would say, well, just whoever you were friends with first.
Right. If that's not the case...
What are the rules?
What do you do? Who you have fun with more? Who you'd get along with more?
Who's more attractive?
What do you think the Buzz family will say? Give me some tips.
Yeah, we definitely need some tips on this one, because yeah. I've never been in this case.
You've never been in the situation where two friends break up, you met them together, and now they're both trying to make you choose.
Never met together. So that was the hard thing. I would always just go with whoever I was friends with first.
Sure, that makes sense. Well, what if you're better friends with the other person? I think this is who you're better friends with. I think that's what I would say, but, I mean, we're split down the damn middle. Buzz fam, text us about this. What are your rules for picking the person you stay friends with when your friends break up?
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
So the question is, Buzz family, when your friends break up, when they're a couple and they break up and things aren't that good, which is usually why you break up, then if they make you pick which one to be friends with, who do you pick? How do you pick? How do you pick who to be friends with when your friends break up? And we got some texts in. I like the one that goes, don't have friends. You've got a cat and that's all that you need. I'm telling you. Yep, that's right. That's right. That's a fellow cat.
It's all you need.
Right,
it's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Another text came in that says, shut up, you don't have friends.
Man, they are just... Oof, yeah, there's a couple of those that say you don't have friends, Jordan.
Damn, really? What's the name of the damn show? It's the name of the show. We already went through this on air with last...
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Ross and Rachel's friends didn't make them choose? That's right, damn it. I shouldn't have to choose.
Let's read the more logical ones.
Okay.
Someone who's currently in this situation, they wouldn't expect any of their mutual friends to be forced to pick. They can hang out with whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Another person says that it's all about power, and one is wanting more power over the other. So you don't want to give them that power. Mm-hmm. One says... hang out with both and just make it nice and don't ever bring up the other person.
Right, that's what
I... Don't bring up the ex. They don't want to hear about them and don't make them be in the same situation. Someone says, easy solution, just split your time. Even 50-50 if you like them both the same, then there's no drama.
Stop. Hold on. Well, one of them just made it real easy.
Did they texted you?
No, they just unfollowed me on Instagram. You are dead to me.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.